with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House this past week delivered a rebuke to President Biden for pausing those shipments of weapons to Israel by passing legislation that seeks to force the weapons transfer. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Joe Biden is turning his back on Israel and trying to dictate to the prime minister there, Netanyahu, and his team, how to prosecute the war.
Johnson's full interview can be heard today on the Salem News program This Week on the Hill. Nearly 1 million homes and businesses had no electricity as of yesterday thanks to powerful windstorms that raked parts of southern Texas and Louisiana. Bob Orovec is a lead forecaster at the National Weather Service.
A lot of heavy rain. Yeah, and there's a lot of severe reports also. There's a lot of high wind reports that stretch across southwest to central Texas towards the Houston area. And some of those high winds also spread eastward into the southern portions of Louisiana.
The European Union has launched a formal investigation into Meta.
The EU says the social media giant is failing to protect children on its platforms. The probe focuses on whether Facebook and Instagram are addictive to young users and if parent company Meta is doing enough to protect kids. If Meta is found not to be in compliance with the European Commission's Digital Services Act, a new law for online platforms, then it could be fined as much as 6% of its global revenue or forced to change its software. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Senator Roger Marshall says that many of the Chinese workers crossing the border illegally are being recruited to work on Chinese-controlled marijuana farms in the U.S., just one part of what he says is a much larger criminal enterprise.
Human trafficking is getting younger and younger, as well as the drug dealing, because these young people have access to social media.
So and he says that's leading to more communication and more human trafficking as a result. This is SRN News. Christians, like many Americans, have their concerns about artificial intelligence.
In fact, most Americans are nervous about AI, fearing that it will ultimately do more harm than good. But the latest poll released by the American Bible Society finds that believers have a heightened concern about AI and how it will be used. EBS spokesman John Plake says, quote, "Practicing Christians are more likely to say the bad results of AI will outweigh the good, and the greatest uncertainty is at the intersection of AI and faith." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Colorado becomes the latest state seeking to make itself an abortion haven. One Colorado abortion fund says it's helped hundreds of women terminate their pregnancies so far this year. The Cobalt Abortion Fund spent $6,000 to obtain abortions for 34 women back in 2021. Those numbers have risen to $285,000 for some 350 women this year. This is SRN News. An academic honor for a cat.
A Vermont university has bestowed the honorary degree of Doctor of Literature on a cat named Max, who has become a beloved member of the community. Vermont State University's Castleton campus is honoring the feline ahead of student graduation Saturday for his friendliness. The school says in a Facebook post that Max the cat has been an affectionate member of the Castleton family for years. The popular tabby lives in a house with his human family on the street that leads to the main entrance to campus. Keith Peters reporting.
The U.S. Navy's strike group's flagship aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, has left its Japanese home port. The carrier is wrapping up nearly 9 years of deployment in the Indo-Pacific. That's where it served a key role in the U.S. effort to bolster defense ties with Japan and other partners in the region. The carrier will be replaced later this year by the USS George Washington. More from SRNNews.com.